In Nashville, Tennessee today, there was a country music memorial service paying tribute to a guitar player. Grady Martin died last week at 72. He had played on the road, he played in the studios, he played with Red Foley and Merle Haggard and Joan Baez. If you like the Willie Nelson song On the Road Again, you like Grady Martin's guitar work. Today we talk with Bob Moore in Nashville. Bob Moore is a bass player. He often shared a stage or a studio with Grady Martin. Their friendship goes back to their teenage years when they were spotting.
You know, you go and you do a 15-minute radio show, that's one spot, and then you run out and you do a 3-hour dance at some place, and then you go some other place and you just jump around from place to place, and that's what we were doing when I was 16. So Grady and I was close friends at that time, and he was like a big brother. I remember he'd go get a crew cut or a flat top, and I'd go get a flat top. He'd buy black and white shoes, I'd go get some black and white shoes, you know, like chase your big brother.
And you became session players together.
Right. We went off then with Red Foley, and we did Ozark Jubilee for a year, year and a half up in Springfield, Missouri. And at that point, Nashville had just started to have a few records done, and Owen Bradley called us and asked us to come and join him. And he was taking over Decca Records at the time. And so we joined Owen, and from that point on, it was just all studio work for the rest of our lives, mostly.
Owen Bradley was a legendary producer in the studio.
Right. Owen Bradley is really the father of the recording industry here.
Let me ask you about the song El Paso, which was released in 1959. Marty Robbins is the singer.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
You're playing bass. Are you playing a stand-up bass, acoustic bass here?
Right.
What sort of guitar is Grady Martin playing? Because this is really good, a guitar player's song. I mean, it's a great performance by Marty Robbins, but the guitar really stands out. Tell us about the guitar.
There has been controversy over the years as people have heard it, and a lot of people say that it was a gut string or a nylon string guitar.
Because it sounds so sweet.
Right. And it sounds muted. And Grady has been asked this question 100 times, and he says that he was actually playing a steel string and muting the strings as he played. But it does sound like a nylon or a gut string guitar.
So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore.
Do you recall that session?
Yeah, kind of. I can't really pinpoint any one thing. I did anywhere from 17 to 18,000 record sessions in my life, and so it's hard to pinpoint any one.
Well, perhaps I can ask you about one you would recall because of the unusual sound that Grady Martin's guitar produced. And this is 1 year later. This is Don't Worry About Me. Again, it's Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
Tell us the legend of this. This is supposed to be the origin of the fuzz tone guitar.
Yeah, I do happen to remember that. We were in the middle of the take, and it come time for Grady to take his solo in the middle of it, and I saw Grady turn his head and look around at his amp, but he was playing his solo already. And the people ran up to the glass in the control room and made signals for us to keep rolling, don't stop. And so we kept rolling. When it got through and they played it back, everybody, it just amazed us what had happened.
Don't worry about me.
Kind of like a God-given thing. It's a new sound that just came out. So all the engineers, they came and they started examining his amplifier, and it was some kind of a tube or a condenser had gotten too hot and had like blown a little section of it out, and so it made that fuzz tone connection. At that time, we didn't really think that much about it. We didn't know that the fuzz tone would become a new sound that would last on and on and on and go into all other types of music, actually.
Mr. Moore, thank you very much for talking with us about Mr. Martin.
You're more than welcome. I'm happy to do that. We're having a testimonial for Grady today, and it's going to be a different business without him.
It's all right. Don't worry about me.
Bob Moore speaking with us from Nashville about guitar player Grady Martin, who died last week at age 72. This is NPR, National Public Radio.